amazing truth. And so if you still have your Bibles open to Ephesians 1, I'm going to read that verse just one more time, really let it sink in. Verse 3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. So I want to take this space here to recount those blessings that God has poured out upon us and to give him the praise for that. So the reason I want you to keep Ephesians 1 open is because it has so many of those blessings listed there. And so if you're kind of stumped, you can look at that to give you, you know, some inspiration, things to praise the Lord for. So I'm going to leave this space open. And as you feel led, just lift up your praises to the Lord for those blessings.
It's new every day.
Praise you, Lord, for the gift of adoption.
Worthy is your name, Jesus.
worthy, Lord, of all blessing, honor, glory, and power.
Fills this place. You alone deserve
Yes, Lord, it is our heart and our desire to see you exalted, to see you lifted higher and higher in our lives, in our church, in our community, in the world. And so, Lord, we fix our eyes upon you today, Jesus. We ask that you would empower us to seek your kingdom first, Lord. And we know, Lord, that we exalt you and lift you high by placing you first in our lives. And so, Lord, we lay everything we have at your feet today. We surrender it all over to you. We ask that you would have your way, that you would remove anything from our lives that is hindering us from drawing nearer to you, that is hindering us from hearing your voice or dwelling in deeper intimacy with you. We invite you into this space today, Lord, to bring all of these things to mind. In Jesus' name. As we go into this next song, may that be our focus. Just invite the Holy Spirit in to draw things to mind that you need to lay down at his feet that maybe aren't fully surrendered. And then as he does that, take that step and lay it at his feet. The altars are open. If you need to turn to someone for prayer, feel free to do that. This is an open and free space.
Surrender. Here is where I lay it down. Every lie and every doubt. This is my surrender.
Here is where I lay it down.
Here is where I lay it down. Every burden, every crown. This is my surrender. This is my surrender. Here is where I lay it down. Every lie and every doubt. This is my surrender. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. To do whatever you want. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to do whatever you want to. Here is where I lay it down, every burden, every crown. This is my surrender. This is my surrender. Here is where I lay down every lie and every doubt. This is my surrender. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to do whatever you want. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to do whatever you want to. Break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better. Your way is better. Shake up the ground of all my tradition. Break down the walls of all my religion. is better. Your way is better, and I will make room for you to do whatever you want to do whatever you want to, and I will make room for you to do whatever you want to do whatever you want to. I will make room for you to do whatever you want to do whatever you want to. We will make room. We will make room for you to do whatever you want to do whatever you want to. Here is where I lay it down. You are all I'm chasing now. This is my surrender.
Yes, Jesus, we fully surrender ourselves over to you today. Lord, we ask that you would come deeper into our lives, Lord, that we would hear your Spirit speaking today through your word. Lord, that you would bless us with the ability by your Spirit to understand the deep truths of God. Lord, would you open our eyes, open our ears, bless us with a posture of reception to what you have to pour out. Lord, and transform us as we listen to what you are speaking. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, and you may be seated. There's no children's church today. I was all set to make the announcement to release them, but this is a family-type Sunday, and the children will be remaining here in the sanctuary. This morning, it is my privilege to introduce the speaker, and also want to welcome his wife, Marilyn, and the son, Nathan. Welcome, and our speaker today, as you probably see in the bulletin, is David Laufer. Reverend Laufer is involved with the Western Pennsylvania District as the Southwestern team leader, Southwestern Region team leader. That's a long title.
It is.
But I think the thing that impresses me is that they are international workers. They've served a total of 16 years in Israel, four terms there. And they've also been involved in church planting in the States. And so with that, I would like to welcome, and may you welcome our speaker, David Laufer.